world-famous cactus expert, and friend of the Native Americans. Part 2. Fritsch took a boat from Bremen to Brazil in search of adventure. He had no money left, and so earned a little something in Brazil by collecting natural products, sending cacti to Belgium, writing short articles for magazines, and attempting to sell fizzy sweets and ginger beer. In the end, he set off into the wild and mostly unexplored inland regions. His journey was brought to a premature end by an injury suffered when a jaguar attacked him. Between 1903 and 1929, Fritsch took another 7 trips to Latin America, where he spent several years in all. He also went to Mexico. He spent a great deal of time in Paraguay, where he returned to visit the Native Americans of the Chamacoco tribe. He collected ethnographic material, learned Native American languages, and lived as one of the tribe. He also brought one of the Chamacocos, named Cherwish, back with him to Bohemia. A wild Native American living in Prague in 1912 led to several misunderstandings, funny anecdotes, and prompted deeper reflection. Fritsch describes all of this in his book Cherwish, or From Pacheco to Pacheco, with a detour through Central Europe. His last expedition in search of cacti at the extreme altitudes of the Argentinian Andes was extraordinarily successful, and Fritsch was planning another trip. However, his plans were thwarted by the outbreak of the Second World War. At home in his villa, Fritsch devoted his time to breeding plants, cacti, and a wide variety of crops, which he wanted to donate to his liberated homeland. However, he did not live to see this happen. Fritsch died in 1944 after treading on a rusty nail in his own garden.